This is As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the show where we bring you the stories behind the stories that matter in your life. We'll tell you something maybe you didn't know. Hear from the experts, authors, and others. And we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. But in every case, we call it As We See It. On today's show, how to avoid being scammed on your phone bill. Plus, plenty of choices at your local Cineplex this weekend, and our movie critic may actually like one of them. Let's meet the friends. It's great to see Jennifer Bjorklund.
It's great to be here. Well, we may be independent and free, but our celebrations will cost ya.
Apologizing in advance, it's Jay Caffedonia.
A woman is asking for forgiveness after knocking over a bar 20 years ago, but is saying I'm sorry enough? Details
and
on the way.
Marveling at Earth's majesty, Chris Martin is here.
If you're out in the ocean, floating around in an inflatable raft and taking pictures of whales, don't get too close to them. I'll have details.
All right. Sounds like a cautionary tale for sure, Chris. Let's get things started. And thanks for tuning in. Jennifer, it's a great barbecue weekend, isn't it?
It is. I'm having a barbecue. You guys grilling out?
By the way, thank you for bringing in those delicious cookies.
No,
and at the same
welcome.
Time... Don't ever do it again.
I know, right? I can't stop eating them.
I've had a handful of them. They're
been
great.
In a sugar coma.
Jennifer's
and we're all gonna take naps.
She's got a shed in the back full of sugar and butter.
Yeah.
And she just sprinkled some chocolate chips on there, and there you go, cookies.
Talk about it. It's in the nightstand.
Anyway, it's rude to be talking about this, and we're not sharing.
Wait, what now? That was a nugget of information that I'm not sure you wanted out there.
You got to keep it close. Got to keep it really close.
All right, back to the barbecue.
Okay, well, this is kind of bad news. Rising prices for beef. You know, we've had the drought and everything. Cattle is expensive. The herd is shrinking because of drought. Yeah, produce is up. The cost of everything is higher. 4th of July barbecues are going to cost you more. An index tracking U.S. retail prices for 7 foods commonly consumed while grilling climbed 5.1% in May from a year earlier to the highest ever for the month. That's the latest data, by the
way.
Man. So typical 10-person barbecue, how much do you think that would cost?
$50?
$200.
Well, yeah. It depends on what you're serving. Average.
Pizza
like,
or...
Yeah.
Right. If you're going for the...
Exactly.
The value pack of hot dogs and the Costco buns on one end of the spectrum to the ribs and the chicken and the whole
tri-tip.
Other thing on the other, tri-tip on the other end. The average is $66.82 today.
That's hot dogs.
Yeah, in 04.
But that's not per person, right?
That's for 10.
Yeah, for 10.
Oh, I was going to say.
In 2004, it was $51.90.
Wow.
And ground beef is at a record high, by the way, because of that cattle prices going up.
That sounds like you need to make flatter, smaller hamburgers.
There you go.
And wrap them in Wonder Bread.
Yeah, or have a potluck and just have people bring their own.
That's the way to go, man.
Right?
Yeah. And then you change recipes and you learn new stuff. And
sure.
My father-in-law used to say, don't have a party if you can't afford to feed people.
Yep.
That's true. That's true. And if you're going to have a potluck, plan it well so you don't have like 9 different kinds of potato salad.
True.
That's happened before.
All right. Yeah. So there's a disturbing trend. It's happened a couple times this week, and you have at least one of the stories here of people getting a little nuts on airlines.
Well, it happens. This is weird, though. And I looked everywhere online to see what was going on exactly, but it was a man chanting loudly on Alaska Airlines flight from Seattle to Hawaii.
Like what, limericks?
We don't know. I don't know what he was chanting.
There once was an old lady from Brewer.
Blah, 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 blah,
there once was a man from Nantucket.
Who knows?
No, easy ones. No, you don't know what he was chanting?
No, and I've looked on Twitter. I've looked at every story I can find on this thing. They say, we're not sure what he was chanting. The guy was taken. They turned the plane around. They were headed to Hawaii.
Oh,
they
he was
turned
freaking
the
out
plane
the passengers.
Around. And the airline spokesman for Alaska Airlines says, yeah, that was the right decision because it just freaked everyone out. They landed finally in Kona at 1:16 a.m. They were supposed to land at 9:30, but they dropped the guy off back at SeaTac.
Was he chanting in a foreign language?
We don't. No.
Was nothing? It Aussie, Aussie, Aussie? Oi, oi, oi.
I don't know.
No, is the airline going to do anything? Do they do anything in that situation?
I think they turn
here's
him
kind
over
of a,
to... Yeah.
Right, but I mean, like, here's a voucher to the...
Here's my thought, because I've flown Alaska Airlines a lot. I'm guessing free drinks for everyone.
Free drinks.
Yeah, because they, you know, they'll if you fly Alaska to the Pacific Northwest, you get a free beer.
Oh.
And it's a microbrew.
Oh.
Yeah, with their partner Horizon.
Look at that.
They're not a sponsor, by the way, but they could be. We
you know what?
Them.
In this day and age, a lot of times good guys finish last.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a story that speaks to that, don't you?
You know that the whole cat in the tree thing?
Yeah.
You really hate to see a cat stuck in a tree. Most cats will come down. Yeah, oh, here we go.
I have to do that every time.
Most of them will come down, but this cat was up a tree in a big storm. It was up a 40-foot tree. This cat's name was Caboodle.
Oh,
so there's this guy, former highway superintendent Jim Mackey, gets a call asking him to rescue the cat. So he took a bucket truck out and rescued the cat. Everyone was happy. The cat was fine. He was fine. However, there's more to the story.
Uh-oh. It takes a turn?
He got in big trouble. Apparently, well, he's lost his job now because
what?
Not only was the tree just outside the jurisdiction of the town he worked in, but it got stuck in the mud because, you know, there was a storm going on.
Uh-oh.
He had a call for backup. So another truck had to come,
that's
a local
expensive.
Highway worker, and pull that truck out in from the different jurisdiction. And that guy didn't really so much like this guy, so he turned him in.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the moral of the story is never do anything nice for a cat.
Well, yeah, he was suspended, and then they just didn't renew him, so he's fired after 20 years on the job.
I know.
It does.
For a cat.
It's worse than a furball, that's for sure. All right, 20 years later, Jay, can you still have an act of contrition?
I don't know. This story is a little sticky, but it's actually hilarious. So, woman knocks over a British pub 22 years ago, and actually it was one of those, remember those cigarette machines? You'd walk into a restaurant or whatever, and the cigarette machine's right in the front. She walked in with a partner, and they smashed the cigarette machine, stole all the cigarettes and all the money out of the machine, and then they ran off. Well, that was 22 years ago. The woman still owns the bar where the burglary took place. Well, she got a note last week, and it had a $100 check in it, and it said, "I'm sorry. I was in a bad place. I didn't realize that I could go get help in other places. I thought this is the only way to live. Boo. I'm such a bad person. I'm so sorry. Here's $100 to cover the expenses." Well, the woman was like, "That's so nice." So now they're going to meet for coffee.
Oh.
It's just a really nice little kind of like, "Oh, that's very sweet. Come on in. Hey, lunch is on me. How's that, right?" Here's the kicker. Looks like police are still going to investigate the crime.
Uh-oh. The lady with the shop, did she press charges, do you think,
yeah,
in between
probably
making restaurant reservations?
Hey, come on down. You ripped me off 20 years ago. No, bygones be bygones. Come on down. I want you to meet some people. You see that person with a badge over there? Go
some
talk
people,
to
hey, I some know people where you hold can find a grudge.
Her. Yeah. So it looks like she is facing charges and may have to pay a fine of $400.
Yeah. Oh, boy. She could be out on a slow boat to San Diego, Chris.
Yeah. And there is no slower boat than an inflatable raft. And there was two people floating around in a 23-foot inflatable raft. They were like 12 miles off the coast of San Diego. And they were photographing marine animals out there, looking at dolphins and whales and all of that. Well, while they're doing this, there's these blue whales out there feeding, two of them, and one of them comes up right up underneath the boat, and this is caught on film, too. Comes up underneath the boat, mouth wide open, and flips them off the boat, capsizes them, sends them into the water. Nobody was injured. Neither of the two of them were injured, but they were rescued by some other boats. But they were following the safety protocols, like you're supposed to be 150 yards away if you're photographing marine animals. Which they're saying that they were filming one, and then another one snuck up right behind them.
You know
as what
that blue whale said? Hey,
yeah,
watch
right.
this. Hey, you just stand over there and pose.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, listen, I'm gonna blow jets out of my blowhole. You sneak up underneath of them. You know?
Distract them quick.
Yeah.
The Coast Guard got involved, released a statement.
Wouldn't it be great if scientists proved the blue whales were pranksters?
Yeah.
Now, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be intelligent.
That's science money well spent.
I think they are. I don't think that was any mistake.
Yeah. All right. Hey, let's keep things rolling. Up next, the two things, and there's only two of them, the two things you need to be happy in a relationship. Can you guess what those are? Well, they're next, right here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports of Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports of Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsofcalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Thanks for tuning in to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends on KFWB News Talk 980. If you ever miss an episode, we have every single one available for you on demand at philhewlettandfriends.com. You can also leave us some voicemail comments there. Absolutely free. Look for the button and click on it. All right, have you thought about it a little bit? The two things you need to be happy in a relationship. Did you come up with anything, Jennifer? Any ideas?
I say separate bathrooms.
Yeah.
And a housekeeper.
Well, that's not a bad idea. Jay?
Sex and money.
All right. I think a lot of people might have gone there.
Yeah, that's what I thought first. I think those are the two most important
Chris, can
things,
you keep it
right?
clean?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I can try. I'm going to say... a cook and a credit card. I'll just throw a couple of things out there.
Okay, this is from Female First, and this is an actual study. The study found that couples who sleep naked are happier than couples who sleep in clothing, and couples who sleep on clean sheets are happier than couples who don't. And really, that's all it takes for everything to be great.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Now, let me just get to... the nitty-gritty here.
Oh, boy.
Naked sleeping and clean sheets.
You're sleeping naked for a reason. It's because you're happy. That's not what makes you happy, right?
I don't know. It sounds to me also that maybe...
That's a good
causal.
Point. Look
yeah,
at
it's
you
a causal
deep.
Thing. It's like if you sleep naked, you're going to be happy. Let's, no, if you sleep naked, it's probably because you're happy.
Let's, doesn't that get kind of
well,
sticky,
comfortable
though?
Enough.
Let's tear this apart a little bit, though, because if you do sleep naked, I'm just thinking that your marriage or your relationship might start to dissolve a little bit because you're going to be constantly cleaning your sheets.
Well, yeah, clean sheets. They go hand in hand.
Right.
It's a fantastic point, sir.
Throw the housekeeper in there.
Yeah. All right. Just.
I still say separate bathrooms takes you a really long
well,
way.
Well, at least separate sinks. That's the big thing. But
the big two sink thing?
Yeah, the big two sinks thing. That's
wonder what. I wonder if it's different here in Germany. A completely different thing, Jay.
You know what's really funny? A guy in Germany, when you ride your bicycle anywhere around town, you have to have two handbrakes. One for the front, one for the back. That's just the way it is.
It's the law?
It is the law in certain cities in Germany and whatever else. I don't know, some backwoods town somewhere. Well, a guy gets a ticket for having one handbrake by the police. They pulled him over. They said, hey, where's your second handbrake? Well, here's your ticket. $34, by the way. Well, it turns out he's only got one handbrake because the guy's only got one arm.
Really?
Yeah.
And they still gave him a ticket.
Still gave him a ticket.
Those Germans are so it's pragmatic,
right.
aren't they?
Yeah.
Well,
so.
here's the thing. With a bike, the handbrake, one controls the front wheel, one controls the back wheel.
Right.
So it's kind of dangerous if you only have the front because you pitch over.
Well, which
right.
one did
you
he have?
He
back,
modified
so.
For the back.
He modified.
He modified his one handbrake to only work the back. Actually, police have apologized.
Have they?
I hope so.
Because
yes.
it got out and people started talking about it.
Yes,
and they look bad.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. The guy's just sitting there on his bike. He's got one arm. Well, I don't really need the other handbrake, sir. Well, here's your fine anyway. Yeah.
Probably be more dangerous if he had the other one.
Yes, exactly. You know what would be dangerous? It's something that the Doritos people are putting in bags these days, Chris.
Oh. Yeah. I wanted to bring this up a couple of days ago. You remember when Doritos teamed up over at Taco Bell? I think they still do it. They have that Dorito Loco Taco Shell.
Yeah.
Well, now they're teaming up with 7-Eleven, and they're putting out this product called Loaded Doritos. And I'm in there the other morning. I'm in there the other morning. I'm getting coffee. And they're giving these Loaded Doritos out for free because, much like drug dealers, they're trying to get you hooked right out of the gate. So
right.
they give you a little bit of the product. So they give me one of these Loaded Doritos, and This thing, it's melted cheese rolled up in Dorito dust.
It's It's like an inside out nacho.
Oh
right?
My god, yeah. That sounds kind of
Dorito
it's
dust.
Heavenly.
It's a heart stopper. Yeah. It is amazing. You need water or something. You've got to lubricate to get.
That's
it down.
One of those foods that you have to be careful not to inhale at the wrong point. Because you could choke before you get a good tasty bite of that cheese, right?
So that might actually save you, because if you actually eat the thing, you might die, like within minutes. Right.
Do us a favor, Jen. Next time that you're out of the mobile newsroom, no more cookies, cakes, cupcakes, none of that. Please make Dorito
dusted cheese.
Yes.
All right. Something to that effect. That's a challenge. I'll make it. I'll
oh
make
my
it good.
God! Yeah. I am running out. There's a 7-Eleven down the street here, isn't
$1.99 for four of them, Jay.
Oh, I am. Set for dinner.
I recommend you stop
for the next month. Listen, I know the girlfriend listens to the program, and I know you cook, and you are a very good cook, honey, but I got to be honest with you. Your services are no longer needed.
Wow.
All 7-Eleven from here on out.
Well, here's the thing. I looked up the calorie count on this because I think it's got to be a bomb.
Come
on. It says 350.
Just one?
It's 350 for the pack of four, which isn't bad, but I wonder what the fat and sodium is.
Well, yeah, but maybe you get some daily recommended something in
of
there.
Of cheese? I'm sure it's,
yeah. Oh, yeah. And
something from the pyramid.
Don't forget to pick up don't forget to pick up the ranch so you could have something to dip them into. Really bring up the calorie count.
Are they gluten-free by any chance?
Probably not.
No.
All
right, Jen. Save us with a story, will you? You got something?
Something. So a guy walks into a convenience store, does not pick up the loaded Doritos. He decides he wants a pack of cigarettes. Clerk Uh-oh. Tells him, here you go. He takes the cigarettes, walks out without paying. So the clerk says, hey, you know, dude, you got to pay for those. And he's like, yeah. He keeps leaving. He says, I'm going to call the police unless you pay. The suspect says, at this point, he's a suspect. Go ahead. So police find the guy. He's 40 years old. His name's John. He's sitting at a bus stop. Officer comes over, says, hey, did you attempt to steal those cigarettes? He says, oh, no, I didn't attempt to. I stole them. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Cuff me.
Yeah.
Funny.
Cops say he was on probation and he wanted to go back to jail. He missed his peeps.
Oh, that's what
he was doing. Yeah. He says, yeah, sure. Oh, yeah. Hey, I stole the cigarettes. Got to send me back. Oh, well.
Take me home.
You know, I've been watching that Orange is the New Black, and I get that. They have a family inside. Yeah. You know, they miss their people. Three hots and a cot, man.
Three hots and a cot. Mm-hmm. What's the matter with you?
Mm-hmm. Plus, if you get out and you don't have a home, there's not as many places to sleep anymore.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. Do you think there was, like, a wife?
I doubt it.
A wife. Prison?
Oh, a wife. In prison. Yeah, I'm sure he wanted to go back because he missed his
Parenthetically speaking, wife. Yeah.
Boyfriend,
yeah. Absolutely.
Whatever.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, you know, we were talking about calories a minute ago with those heart attacks waiting to happen. I doubt anybody's ever wondered about eating human flesh. I mean, there's only a couple of Jeffrey Dahmers out there, right? At least I hope you've never wondered about it. But a scientist in England says if you have... He's figured out how many calories you'd be taking in.
Oh, this is great.
Are you curious?
Okay.
Oh, I know. So, nice. Like, if you do get caught in the crevasse and you have to cut off your arm and then you're, like, caught in a crevasse.
And you're counting calories, right? You're on
a
diet.
Well, I guess you freed yourself. You freed yourself, so, but you're hungry. You need to make the trek back to
civilization. People are really anal about counting their calories. So this is why this is important, right? You know, you could be a Donner's Pass, not just a crevasse.
So now we're going to have nutrition facts on, like, our buttocks or something?
Right, yeah. Don't let the California Assembly find out. We're going to have labels on our genes. All right, here you go. If you ate an entire person, it would be about 81,500 calories.
Well, is this, like, roasted or...
No, that's just... Well,
are
I
we
suppose...
cooking them first?
Yeah, that might change things, you know, with the
it
drippings
does.
And all.
No,
yeah.
It does.
It depends if you let the
definitely
drippings hit
how
the ground.
You cook
or...
it, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Each arm is 1,800 calories, so there, in the crevasse scenario there, if you ate your arm, that's a good 1,800 calories. That'll keep you going for a day or two.
Yeah, power yourself back to civilization, flag down a car with the other arm.
But you might be wiser in this case to weigh the options. A couple extra days of fuel versus actually having to hop home, because a leg is a massive 7,150 calories.
Wow.
Wow.
Now... If you had the stomach for it, and just about every one of your organs is good for 1,500 calories.
some a little more.
Just don't cut out your stomach, because what's the point? And your heart.
You're assuming we're self cannibalizing.
And who would advocate the other type?
Come on, I mean your arm is bigger than my arm. These are broad.
That's what
strokes.
I was going to say. And if you're hiking and you've got mountain men with you, these guys are jacked up. I mean, they're probably worth a little bit more than the average guy. Right.
Yeah. It's like Holstein.
Yeah.
So if you're all in, your heart is 722 calories.
You're only eating that once.
Now you know. So here's what I recommend. So when you're at the pool for the weekend barbecue, and you hand out all the ribs, and everybody's getting ready to take a big old bite out of those ribs, you say, "Hey, you guys, did you know that a human leg is 7,150 calories?"
I'm going to bring that up, Phil. See how it goes. I'll report back on Monday.
And then do you watch what they do with that rib after you start?
Just set it down.
Start the conversation.
Do we have any more salad?
All right, very good. You know what else? One more thing. World Cup. This is after the first round of teams have all gotten out of there. The World Cup teams where players were absolutely banned from having sex during the tournament, they've all been eliminated.
There you go.
Russia, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Chile, and Mexico. They were all banned from having sex. They're all out.
Got to get some to win some.
Oh, look at that bumper sticker.
How about that? Hey, you know what? People are getting ripped off on their phone bills, left and right. And I'm still upset about that secret Facebook survey that they did. I'm almost positive I was part of that. And the reason I'm positive is because I can't let it go. And our tech guy is going to join us next. He may actually have my personal emotional data ready to share on this program right here. It's As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends. You'll hear it next on KFWB News Talk 980. Thanks for tuning in to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends. We're here on KFWB News Talk 980 every weekday afternoon at 2. Jennifer Bjorklund is here, Jay Capodonia, Chris Martin. I'm Phil Hewlett. Thanks for tuning in. All right, it's Thursday. That means we're talking tech, and Jeremy Antecuni is here. Jeremy, nice to talk to you, buddy.
What's up, gang? How are we?
You know, I'm still miffed, Jeremy. Absolutely miffed about this secret Facebook experiment. I'm almost positive that they experimented on me without my permission. Although maybe I agreed to it in the user agreement that I forgot to read.
That's the problem, isn't it? Because, you know, everybody that signs up or uses Facebook has to agree to those terms of service. Otherwise, you're obviously not going to be able to use the service.
So, did we agree to be guinea pigs?
You did. You agreed to be a guinea pig and let them do all kinds of scary things to you. So for everybody that doesn't know what we're talking about or hasn't heard about this yet, Facebook's data science team has been running hundreds of experiments on their users for the last few years. And so the one that really has people particularly upset is one that was done in 2012. What they did was they targeted 700,000 users, and instead of just looking at, you know, the data that they were, you know, producing and what people were doing and, you know, what their emotions were, they actually took an active effort to manipulate those people. They then changed their newsfeed to show either more positive posts or more negative posts, and then, you know, were monitoring to see how they would respond to that.
I remember that period of time, and I feel like maybe they were showing me more negative stuff, because I feel like I was totally perturbed by Facebook that period of time.
And what they saw, and you know, if there's any sort of positive to this, is that they saw that people that were exposed to more positive posts were generally, you know, acting happier and posting more happy things, and the same exact opposite for the people that were receiving the negative posts. They started posting more negative things. So, you know, kind of creepy stuff. And of course, as you mentioned, that terms of service is what allowed them to do this. And, you know, while they say that they've made some changes since this experiment was done, one of the data scientists that was there during 2012 and 2013 said that, quote, "there is no review process per se. Anyone on the data science team can run a test, and they're always trying to manipulate people's behavior."
I agreed to let them manipulate my emotions? I really did.
They're toying with your emotions, Phil. It's amazing.
Is there a list out there of like people who we know that they have targeted so Phil can like either put this to bed?
Yeah.
You know?
Or... That's true. Right. Good question, Jay.
It's just going to drive him absolutely insane.
Can I ask and will they tell me if indeed I was or was not part of the experiment?
You certainly can ask. I doubt that they will give you any information. One of the articles that I was reading on the Wall Street Journal, you know, they were asking questions about, you know, who's on the data science team? You know, what makes up your panels of experts and so forth? And they were not very cooperative in terms of naming the people that were even on the data sciences team. So I think you'd have a hard time getting any information out of them.
It's because they're evil, nasty dweebs. That's why. That's why they won't say it.
You know, one thing that you just need to remind yourself of when we see stories like this pop up, you know, all kinds of companies are collecting data. They're using it for their own competitive advantages. But remember, when you're using a free product, you are the product.
Yep.
Wow. You know, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, it's free, but you pay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think they can use your pictures and everything, too. Like, you could be driving down the road and see your picture.
They're
on
not our pictures anymore. Once you post a picture, it belongs to Facebook. And Instagram is that way as well, is it not? Tumblr, I think, too.
Well, they did modify their terms of service to allow them to have, you know, broader access to what it is that you're posting. And of course, Instagram had a huge backlash when they announced that.
Right.
So I think that they kind of scaled that back a bit. But, you know, absolutely, anything that you're posting to the internet, plan on it being available for anybody to see for all of eternity.
I think they made it so that your family can recover it after you die. But other than that, it's theirs. All right. So you have a couple of stories about phone bills. And start with this T-Mobile one. It sounds a little creepy to me.
Yeah, this is kind of a throwback to, you know, when people actually had landline telephones and there was something called cramming where
what is that, Jeremy? What now?
It plugged into your wall.
Landline telephone. It had a wire connected to it.
What?
Yeah, it was old school. Old school. This was back in the era when there was things called payphones. You actually could use a landline payphone by depositing currency in it. So what's going on is the FTC has filed a complaint against T-Mobile. And what they're saying is that the carrier has generated hundreds of millions of dollars from phony charges on their subscriber bills. And so what would happen is some third-party company would make an arrangement with T-Mobile to do third-party billing, which essentially is if you send a text message to this telephone number, you're opting into some service. And some of the more unscrupulous ones essentially would just sign people up for these things, assuming that they wouldn't notice that they were getting billed $10 a month for, you know, ringtones or, you know, text message horoscopes and all kinds of other garbage. And of course, T-Mobile's benefiting from this because they're charging something like 40% of what it is that they're billing and supposedly have made hundreds of millions of dollars from this. Even after people were complaining and saying that you know, they were disputing these charges, that FTC is saying that there are many cases where this practice continued. So
yeah,
you know,
get rid of that.
Yeah, not good stuff. So I did have a few tips to, you know, help avoid getting scammed on your phone bill.
Yes.
And you know, some of them are pretty common sense stuff. Like number one, don't give out your phone number.
Oh, too late.
I see a lot of people, you know, just with willy-nilly posting their phone number on, you know, contest entries and, you know, other forms on the internet. So step one is just, you know, be a little more guarded about your phone number. Another way to help reduce this would be if you do need to use your phone number publicly like that, maybe sign up for like a Google Voice number, which essentially gives you a placeholder number that you can give out to everybody, but it doesn't actually you know, connect to your phone. So it's kind of one step removed.
Then you get to read all your voicemail.
Yeah, I love that. I just signed up for that too, and I was going to suggest that. It's awesome.
It's a great service. I use it and have a great experience with it. You can send and receive text messages with it as well as voicemails. So it's a pretty suitable alternative to giving out your normal phone number.
I have I have a number in New York and it spells Hewlett.
Awesome. And you know, the most common sense thing here is, of course, review your bill. I can't name, you know, anyone that I know that reviews their bill every month, but you probably should, because that's when you're going to be able to catch this stuff. Some people that I was reading about, you know, had this going on for months and months at a time, you know, $70, $80, $100 of charges before they even realized it. And of course, it's a lot easier to cut it off in the pass before it gets out of control.
Yeah, you know, and I think once people get into a, I don't know, $150, $170 a month for a particular service, then when it goes up to $225, I think you don't even notice anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes, you know, you have that paperless option and you have to actually, they'll say your bill is available. And who actually clicks through and goes to
It takes too much time.
There's that your bill is available email again. Delete.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, okay, so we have cramming and we have, that's one thing we have to get rid of. And we, Jeremy, can you help us get rid of bloatware? Is that one more thing we can get rid of? All those programs that get installed on a phone when you buy the phone, the ones that you never use and you can't uninstall them unless you really know how to, like, mess with your phone.
Get yourself an iPhone.
Oh, Phil, there's your answer. Yeah. I was going to say, what's bloatware? But I guess, you know, I got an iPhone.
Jeremy, I want to tell you how proud I am of one of my daughters. My daughter, Olivia, she's got an iPhone 5. And she said, you know what, Dad? I think I'm done with iPhones. I'm going to Android after this one. She's had iPhones all along, but she's done. She's over it.
What was the tipping point?
There are things that I can do that she can't do, that she'd like to be able to do.
Dad says, I'll pay for an Android, but I won't pay for an iPhone.
No, it's true.
That sounds more like it.
I think so. Wait till she gets that Android phone and starts missing the things that she
Wait till the iPhone 6 looks just like an Android phone.
Right?
True.
That's coming. I suspect this argument is going to continue for many more shows.
Yes, I believe it is. All right, Jeremy, always great to talk with you. We'll check in with you next Thursday when we talk tech again with you. There
talk
he goes.
To then.
Jeremy Anticone talking on his iPhone. Did you hear him cutting out there for a minute?
He was not on his iPhone.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Hey, it's a big weekend. All the new movies opened up yesterday. Well, most of them. A couple of them are opening up tomorrow. And our movie guy, who I think you're getting to know him, he's been on a couple of times now. He tends to have an opinion about almost every movie.
Well, he's a lovable character, Phil.
He is. I love talking with him. I actually believe we're going to hear at least one movie that's opening this weekend that he likes. And that's coming up next right here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. This is As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends here on KFWB News Talk 980. We have a Twitter account. It's at As We See It Show. As We See It Show. Feel free to join the conversation.
Do we need to let people know that the stories we do today will be heard tomorrow on all the other radio stations across the country?
I don't think we need to let them know because they know this already about us. They also know that there's no other show like this on the radio right now.
So listen up here, show producers around town. We want a piece of your pie.
That's right, because we like pie.
Doing
pie
show prep good. For other shows.
Isn't pie delicious?
I love pie.
All right, let's slice off a little movie action here. Our movie guy... He's a renowned movie reviewer. Michael Strego is here. Hey, Michael, nice to talk with you again. We have a lot of movies out this week.
Yeah, it's a busy week. Yeah, they all no one wanted to open against Transformers, so now you know the floodgates are open.
Yeah, and Melissa McCarthy is not one to shy away from a floodgate. She'll just crash right through it.
Well, you know, I think the stupidest thing I've read in entertainment journalism all year is a piece in Entertainment Weekly about how we're not supposed to talk about Melissa McCarthy's weight. I mean,
really?
This is a woman who, yes, it's somehow anti-feminist or sending the wrong message about body images. And what's so stupid about this argument is that she has made her career on her weight. And this movie, Tammy, is just full of bad jokes about her weight. I mean, the big sight gag is when this woebegone woman who gets fired from her fast food burger joint job and goes on a road trip with her grandma, decides to hold up another restaurant in the same franchise. She can't even make it over the counter to get to the cash register. She has to take, you know, several trial jumps and finally just crawl. And, you know, it's supposed to be hilarious, and it's not, but because, you know, it really is just based on her being wildly overweight. So I just think it's indicative of, you know, the whole coarse nature of her kind of comedy, that, you know, she bases it on her own body image, and then she can't get a laugh in this movie.
So you liked it.
Yeah, but I mean, wouldn't you agree that the majority of Americans like a good fat joke?
Well, you know, there could be good fat jokes, but like I said, these aren't even good fat jokes. They're just really kind of clumsy and embarrassing. And what's really wrong with Tammy, what makes it even worse, is not only that it squanders a really good supporting cast, including Susan Sarandon as her grandma and Allison Janney as her mother and Dan Aykroyd as her father. I could go on. But it then tries to make us feel for Tammy. It tries to make us feel for Melissa McCarthy as this, you know, poor misfit who just didn't know how to face up to her shortcomings and grab a hold of a better life. And you know, there's nothing worse than kind of pseudo profundity. And it'll just make your skin crawl if you make it to the end of this movie.
All right. So bring put the kids in the minivan and head over and see Earth to Echo. Nobody gets hurt with that film, right?
I'd say you'd be better off, you know, renting E.T. because this film is just literally a retread with one big difference. Instead of it being told in this beautiful fable-like style by Steven Spielberg, the guys behind Earth to Echo thought it would be really up to date if they could, you know, have the kids themselves seem to tell the story, you know, with all their, you know, Google glasses and cell phone cameras and gadgets, and it is impossible to watch a stretch of this movie without getting a migraine headache. I mean, it is, you know, these guys are like, it's so wrong-headed. People seem to think that.
Take us to the movies, Uncle Michael.
Well, I'll take you to see How to Train Your Dragon 2 again.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take it to you for the fourth time rather than take you to see Earth to Echo once.
All right. You sent me a sentence and I'm going to fill in the blanks for your review of Deliver Us from Evil. It's probably just another horror film. I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, I don't intend to go see that one. You know, this is actually like that subgenre where they say, you know, it's based on factual cases, and then, you know, you kind of research some of the sources for these kind of movies generally. I'm not saying this particular one because I couldn't do it. And you find out that the sources may not be as ironclad as they think. So all I could say is, you know, I'm always dubious when I walk into like a historical movie when it says based on a true story. When I walk into a horror movie and it says based on a true story, let's say I'm quadruply skeptical about that. But I haven't seen this one, so I can't tell you what to do. What I will say is, if you're in the area of the Cine Family Theater in Hollywood, I would take the whole family in a car and take them to see the reissue of A Hard Day's Night. I mean, that is...
Yeah, and a kinder, gentler period of time for that, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was a G-rated film, as revolutionary as it was in 1964. And plus, if you see it this weekend, you will actually be on the 50th anniversary of the movie. It opened July 6th, 1964 in the United Kingdom. So this is the weekend to really go see it. And it holds up beautifully. The print is terrific. If you can't get to the theater, there's a new Blu-ray DVD combo put out by Criterion Collection. I mean, this is a movie where, you know, it does what movies should do. You walk in feeling one way and you walk out just energized and happy and, you know, ready to make music or dance with a girl or anything.
I'm curious to know what a film critic thinks about a movie about a film critic.
Well, in the case of Life Itself, which is a documentary about Roger Ebert, I liked it a lot. I think it's a terrific documentary. You know, Roger Ebert was a complicated guy, and I think this movie touches on all the complications. It even touches on, you know, really how in some cases you know, they might have softened up over the years on Ebert and Siskel after they became such celebrities themselves. I mean, there's no big editorial comment, but when you see a poster for Speed 2 and and the one blurb on it is two thumbs up, Siskel and Ebert. It reminds you that there were a lot of thumbs up that were kind of questionable, but that was just a small part of Ebert's life. He wrote better than ever near the end of his life after the TV stopped. He was a tireless crusader for getting movies that were less well known into bigger audiences, and just as a figure, as a public, smart guy who wasn't afraid of being smart, but also was totally accessible, and also a fearless guy who wanted to go public with all his fights with thyroid cancer over the years and the surgeries that resulted. It really is inspiring. You know, it's another holiday movie in a way because Ebert really is an American hero. He was this small town Midwestern guy who became the most visible spokesman for the most popular international art. It really is an inspiring movie. It's warts and all, but it's also just truly touching and a real example of a guy stretching himself in his work and in his life so that at the end, he comes out far greater than he himself could ever imagine.
Your review there sounds more like a glowing tribute to a man. And how about that? They should have had you speak at his funeral. That was something. But I'm guessing that while the rest of the nation is going to take in another edition of Transformers or watch the Delivers from Evil movie, you'll be enjoying some Roman Polanski movies.
Well, I actually think of the theatrical features opening this week, that by far the most enjoyable is Polanski's new film. It's a real small film, but it was actually based on a play that had a lot of success in New York in 2010.
What's it called?
Venus in Fur is the name. If that's not tantalizing enough, I repeat, Venus in Fur. And it is about a director, writer in the theater who's staging a play based on the novel by the guy who gave us the term sadomasochism, Leopold von Sacher-Masoch.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, exactly. And this desperate writer-director who can't find the girl who could play the woman in the story who is so tantalizes this masochistic man that he demands that she enslave him. And with a clap of thunder and a bolt of lightning, in walks this dazzling, earthy beauty, Emmanuelle Saunier, who actually in real life is Roman Polanski's wife. So I am thrilled to report that she is actually up to this role, that the film is actually very witty and very funny. And it's not just about, sadomasochism or...
And in Roger Ebert's memory, you're going to give it a thumbs up, right?
Right.
All right. Hey, we want you to read Michael's reviews in the Orange County Register or the Los Angeles Register or online at losangelesregister.com. We're going to talk to you next week, Michael. Thank you very much. Again, that's Michael Strego, our movie guy. See, I told you we'd find one movie that he likes this week.
Yeah.
Poking fun at Speed 2. How dare he?
Right?
Keanu Reeves is the man and always will be.
Okay.
I have said my piece. I can go on the 4th of July vacation.
You're still chromed over the idea that I didn't pick you as the movie guy.
I know. What's your favorite
movie?
Roadhouse.
Anything. Yeah. Top Gun, my man.
Anything with Sylvester Stallone
Top
in it?
Gun or anything that Kenny Loggins does the soundtrack for, I am in.
We love your comments. Email us feedback at Phil Hewlett and Friends. Thanks to our executive producer, Mike Stark, associate producer, Nick Wright, and our theme song, composed and performed by Russ Monson, for Jennifer Bjorklund. That's her right there. Jay Capadonia and Chris Martin. I'm Phil Hewlett. Can't wait to talk with you next time when we call it As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports of Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.